Well, I guess the Astros aren't going to win all 162 after all. And hey, there's golf. I know AJ wants to talk about that. Let's do it. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend Friday Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On.
For a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. It's a Friday Friday, let's have some fun today.
All right. What's going on with you, man?
Not much. My last day of freedom.
Wife comes back?
Yeah. I pick her up tonight at the airport.
This is the first week where you had, like, you went out a lot, didn't you?
I went out Wednesday night. That's the only night I went out, actually.
Oh, okay. I think you went out, like, multiple times.
No, Wednesday night's the night that I pretty much blacked out. And then I went out to dinner last night with Lawyer Dave, talk a little business. But that was just a little steak night thing. That wasn't a go out and get crazy. But otherwise, yeah, I just stayed home for the most part. Kind of boring in my old age.
I'm the same way always.
But no, everything's good, man. Ready to rock and roll. Got any big weekend plans?
No, I'm gonna continue being sober. I'm gonna
very good.
Coach some baseball.
Isn't today National Beer Day?
Probably.
Yeah, I think
I gotta stay strong. There's always something like that going on.
Yeah, I think the last time it was National Beer Day was another time when you weren't drinking.
There's always something like that going on. If I drink on every national beer something or another,
that'd be normal.
I mean, yeah.
Be about what you are.
I can't do it. So I had a buddy last night call me a bunch of bad names and tell me to come to petrol and get drunk. And I stayed strong. I powered through.
Nice.
Didn't do it.
Very proud of you.
Yep.
Because that's the kind of place I know you like to go. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN. Your Astros aren't going to go 162-0.
No. Unfortunately, they aren't. And I guess dust in the wind for the whole season, right?
Yeah, it's over now. 3-1 is going to become a 70-win season. That's how it works, right?
I mean, I guess it could still be 161-1, right?
Boy, you're being awful optimistic today. they got to start hitting the ball. Pretty simple. They're just not the bats aren't doing it right now, and they're fortunate to have to go 3-1 in that series with as little run production as they've been getting. So they'll be all right. So it's a long season. The bats will come around. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So you know, you're pals with Chris Sims, right? You guys are boys.
I wouldn't say we're boys, but I know Chris.
I don't have tattoos of each other or anything like that.
No, I'm not. I'm not in their little weird cult thing. But we're friendly.
Did you see what he said about his dad?
Yeah, basically Jim Nance is bullying him out.
Yeah.
Well,
do you believe that?
No.
I think his dad's just not good at his job, and you got a younger, sexier guy.
Yeah. I honestly, Jim Nance strikes me as a guy who doesn't care. Like, Jim Nance is going to do his thing, and he'll be fine no matter what. He doesn't care who's in the seat next to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard mixed reports about Jim Nance, and that some people say exactly that, and some people say that he can be a little overbearing.
Well, maybe so.
So, but it's so funny how this has turned into such a thing. And I mean, Phil Simms, people complained more about him, I think, than anybody last year.
I think so, yeah. Maybe Collinsworth is up there.
Yeah, well, Collinsworth's number one on the a-hole list. But, yeah, I after a while, time for a change, right?
Yeah.
Just get somebody younger, sexier. That's what you have to do with wives every 7 or 8 years. Just trade one in for one that's younger and sexier. This is no different. But, yeah, I don't know that Nance had anything to do with it. I think it's just that, hey, hell, Tony Romo's available. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like he was a hot commodity. I mean, and from what I understand, is Phil Simms still on at CBS? He's just not on the A-team?
He's kind of in limbo right now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess if he loses his job, maybe you can start complaining about things. But, yeah, I don't think Phil is the greatest color commentator. So it's – I don't think that's any sort of – I don't think there's any kind of conspiracy to move him out. I just think that he's not that great and they need to find someone better.
Yeah, and they think they have. Now, we'll see how it plays out. But to me, I've always said this, the best guys who do that job – you're not talking about who they are because they're just quietly doing a really good job. And when you're talking about Chris Collinsworth, it's because you have to mute him. I mean, we shouldn't care anything about Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah.
But, and I think Simms was the same way for a lot of people. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And, you can also text the show. I said, did you hear the story that Phil Simms ripped one while in the booth? I did not, but I'm sure that happens.
I'm sure that happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, I mean, if Jim Nance wanted him out for that.
I hate to break it to him. Tony Romo's going to fart.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I mean, it's everybody farts.
Yeah.
Everybody farts. No.
Well,
no.
Like farts.
No.
Ah!
That was not that was not necessary, John.
Like long farts, short farts, wet farts, your farts.
He just loves that.
Like farts.
I know he does. I mean, clearly, it's right at the top of his list. Sometimes I can't, I throw him a drop, and it takes 10 minutes to pull up. That's right there at the tip of his finger.
Well, we know the other one that he loves to have up right there, because anytime that subject comes up, semi-related, then that song comes out.
Which one? Marvin Gaye?
No. I'm not saying it because you'll play it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Brian says, so if the Astros don't get 10 runs per game, the bats aren't working, expectation or reality. I really think the expectation is that they're going to win runs with their bats. And did they have a game this series where you said, man, Astros bats were really live? I don't think they did. I mean, they got a couple home runs. The game that they scored 5 runs in was 13 innings,
yeah.
And a 3-run homer. But, I mean, for the most part, like I sort of expected the Astros to be like a 4, like pushing 4 runs, 5 runs per game. Doesn't look like, well, I mean, it's but, early.
Yeah, it's 4 games.
But it's but yeah, that was the expectation, was that they were just going to hammer people.
If you give up 4 runs with your 4th starter, the Astros should win half of those games.
Yeah.
With the offense they have. It's kind of the point, right?
At the end of the day, I mean, they've got to be pleased with what they did overall, though. I mean, it was a successful series. They took 3 out of 4 against what looks like a pretty good team.
You go 750 all season long, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying 3-2, 5-2 wasn't the output I was expecting from the bats.
Yeah. But it's early, and you know, the next series may be completely different.
I will say this. The pitching's been way better than I would have expected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the game yesterday, it wasn't on the starter. They didn't lose because of the starter. I'm not the world's biggest Ken Giles guy. I'm not sold on him as like this great closer. And he's got a high strikeout rate, which like he's good for fantasy purposes. But I don't know how great he is as a real life closer, and I mean last night was just it wasn't his night, so
yeah, I like the guy, and I see the stuff, I see the arm, and I just think he should be a dominant closer, and he wasn't last year. He started, as everybody knows, he started off horrible and then started pulling it together and pitched pretty well the latter part of the season. But you know, I'd kind of like to see that guy all year because you know, it just with the stuff he has, man, it's yeah, he has too many innings where you just go, you just kind of shake your head, where he makes one bad pitch that he gets punished for. And, you know, but that's all stuff that'll play out over time. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Texter asked, did I ever have any run-ins with Nance at UH? I don't think I've... He's older than me, believe it or not. So he was gone before I ever got there. I think he was there when I was in high school. I don't know exactly. So I've interviewed him once, but I've never met him at any UH thing. So... Yeah, people need to remember that the Astros have played the equivalent of one half of a football game.
Yeah.
Actually, it's even less than that, right? Yeah, it's less than that.
Yeah.
We still got a 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
We got to get through the 2-minute warning. All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And this is a really cool place where they take in kids who've dropped out of other places. They give them a second chance. Some of these are kids who had to get jobs to support their families. Some of them had transportation issues getting to school. Well, Houston Can Academies works around that and gets them to school. And so many of them go on and graduate, and who knows what would have happened if they hadn't got that opportunity. And that's why more than ever they need your donations. And by your donations, I mean cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, four-wheelers. Doesn't matter if they're running or not. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They'll process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax-deductible. And you know what? If you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They're going to give you a $50 Visa gift card as well. And if you can hear my voice, they'll come and tow it. So it doesn't matter. If you're in Nacogdoches, they'll come tow it. Just give them a call today, 713-225-4226. Galveston, they'll come and tow it, 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Keith says, I just broke an 8-year streak of not being sick. Forgot how much throwing up sucks. I kind of like the way I feel right after I throw up.
Not me. I don't like
it's
that.
It's just... Because it kind of, whatever it was that was making you sick is gone, but then you get nauseous again.
Yeah, I don't like throwing up.
So.
I'd much rather have the squirts, personally.
What's worse is having them both.
That's not great.
Yeah.
That's not great. I was telling you during the break, it's funny we had just talked about that. Chris Sims has tweeted about the exact topic we were just discussing. And he is apologetic because he was unaware of everything going on, apparently. He said, I would like to set the record straight. I was not aware that Sean McManus had called my father's agent, Steve Rosner, the day before the news broke to let him know that CBS was pursuing Tony Romo for the role of lead color analyst for the NFL coverage. I'd like to apologize to CBS for this misunderstanding.
Well, there you go.
So
now everyone's on the same page.
Now everyone knows what's going on.
All right, let's go to Cole. What's up, Cole?
Hey now.
Cole.
Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you, man.
Hey, AJ, looks like you called it yesterday. I was half right, half wrong. Yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on the whole towel issue deal, and if you think it's as big a deal as everyone, or not everyone, as some people are making it out to be.
Okay, if you didn't know, Daniel Cormier didn't make weight his first attempt, so you get like an hour, and then you get a second attempt at the scale. And Daniel Cormier had to get butt naked, and they hold up a towel in front of you when that happens. And Daniel Cormier put his hands on the towel,
and like there's one person on each side holding the towel.
Right.
And apparently the internet theory is that Daniel put enough of his body weight onto that towel that it helped him on the scale and he was able to make weight. Which, I don't know, seems unlikely to me. But I did say yesterday someone is going to miss weight. And
but you said it wouldn't be by much.
It wouldn't be by much. They'd still fight, and they are still going to fight. However, I also said no one was going to be pulled from the main card, and I was almost wrong about that. The New York Athletic Commission basically told Pearl Gonzalez that she was not going to be able to fight. The fight was canceled because female fighters are not allowed to have breast implants in New York. Which, by the way, I mean,
that's not going to make you a better fighter getting breast implants.
No, but I think there's like a concern that your boob could pop.
Ah.
You know, and if that happens inside the cage.
Okay, I understand that then.
But, and so we went for like 4 hours under the assumption that, well, the fight's off. And it's weird because it's not like she got breast implants yesterday. It seems like they would have addressed that issue, you know, sometime before weigh-in day. You know, the day before the fight seems like it would have been something they addressed earlier than that.
You would think.
But the State Athletic Commission came on and said, after careful consideration and review, including a conversation with Pearl Gonzalez's treating physician, the commission has determined that Ms. Gonzalez is medically cleared to participate in the UFC 210 event in Buffalo, New York. So she is on.
Now we're just getting weird.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of world do we live in where women can't have breast implants?
I don't want to live in that world.
No.
Breast implants made the world a better place.
Yeah.
For men.
Who's trying? I mean, Misha Tate's fought plenty. There's no harm in them. You could survive.
That's the one thing I guess that makes sense is you'd be afraid they'd pop, but there's no way it's an advantage to add more.
Oh no.
More breast.
No. In fact, it's probably makes it more difficult because, I mean, you've got to make weight and you've got like weighted sacks inside you that don't need to be there. It's already hard enough to make 115 pounds for any human, especially one with, I don't know how much her boobs weigh. I'm not a doctor.
Well, maybe next time you see her, you should ask if you
could
weigh
pounds,
them.
Couple pounds, though, yeah. I'm guessing.
You could weigh them. Could ask her if you could just get a scale and check them out and see how much they weigh. 713-780-ESPN. Speaking of fighting, a couple of boxing matches. We've got Ward Kovalev 2 is now set.
It's in the books.
Which I'm very excited about. I don't think they're going to send us this one either, but I'd like to go. And Manny Pacquiao is going to fight Jeff Horn.
You mean Jeff Hornacek?
No, I mean
former Jazz two guard.
No, Jeff Horn.
Oh. Who's Jeff Horn?
He is the guy Manny Pacquiao's fighting next.
Oh, well, that explains everything then. Okay.
Apparently, they did a Twitter poll to see who he should fight, and everybody said Amir Khan.
And they're like, no.
And no, he'll
let's go with Jeff Horn.
He would be fighting in Australia. Horn, 29, is a Brisbane native. Brisbane, Australia.
Is there an E on his horn?
No, he's just a naked in. 16-0-1 for the 29-year-old.
Well,
how did you not know who he was? He's 16-0-1, and he's Australian.
Honestly, I don't have a good answer for that. I feel like I should have a better answer than I do, but you know, maybe he has. Oh, now I see. He's the WBO Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, okay.
That's almost like the world champion, and he's also the Oriental Welterweight Champion.
But
I thought there was just world champions. I didn't know there was like, that's like pro wrestling stuff. They've got too many belts. Like, there's enough belts when you just think about, like, the world championships.
Yeah. But isn't Oriental not even a phrase you're supposed to use anymore?
No, you can use Oriental about stuff.
Oh, but not about
people.
Oh, so the belt won't get offended.
The good news is Manny Pacquiao will be the third guy that Jeff Horns fought that has a Wikipedia page.
Really?
Yep. So moving on up. Three Wikipedia guys now. Congratulations.
So somebody said I would pay money to watch Jeff Horns get punched in the face.
Well, at this point, I don't know that he could beat. I don't know that he couldn't beat Manny Pacquiao. I mean, if we're being honest.
Oh, Manny can still beat tomato cans.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's what this is.
I just don't know. I mean, are they putting that fight on pay-per-view?
God, I hope not. Well, Manny will still sell in the Philippines.
That'd be weird. To me, that feels like, let's throw that thing on HBO, right?
Yeah. Yeah, let the people see Manny for free.
Like, when he fights Timothy Bradley or Jesse Vargas, there's enough of a name that you can say.
Well, he fought in December against somebody, and HBO didn't even do it because it was such a...
He fought in November.
November, yeah.
Yeah, it was Jesse Vargas.
Yeah.
Which, that's enough of a name that... I mean, compared to Jeff Horn.
Well, maybe HBO's not picking this one up either.
I don't know. Hard times for Manny, but I guess, you know, he had a good run.
Do we want to do this?
OU
Mike? Let's try it. Let's try it. What the hell?
I mean, listen, we probably had worse this week.
Yeah, we have had worse this week. So go on, OU Mike.
Hey now, OU Mike.
Hey, Walter. Words out that those damn Gracies are down there, and I believe that they probably perfected the Brazilian boob pop by now, so that's probably why this has come out.
Okay. Well, it's possible.
It is?
It's possible.
It was pretty tame for OU Mike.
Yeah.
Just got in, got out. Josh said, not sure if you talked about it yesterday. What's your thoughts on the new show Brockmeyer on IFC? I haven't watched it. I'm not familiar with it, so...
I've heard of Brockmeyer.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know enough about it.
It's the guy from The Simpsons, Hank Ariza.
Yeah, I have seen some previews for that. It looks Hank Azaria. Yeah. It looked interesting. He's like a baseball play-by-play guy.
Yeah, he's a radio guy.
Yeah, I may have to.
I might check it out.
I might check that out. Yes, definitely. But I got Better Call Saul coming back now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if – I know MST3K was supposed to drop on Netflix. I don't know if it has yet.
I don't know that it has.
I know it's sometime in the next week and a half or so. But we shall see.
Stoked for that?
I am.
You going to binge it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show I just love so much. It's just it was just so cleverly done, and it was a – same concept as Beavis and Butthead, really. You're watching, kind of. but watching the old movies, it just kind of took it to another level for me. So
maybe we should do that. Maybe we should like watch some old movies and
see
what they're like now.
I went to a comedy act not too long ago, and they were doing that, and they were just sitting there making fun of the movie. That would be fun to do. I think we'd be good at that, actually.
Really break it down to a next level, like an old movie that we thought was good at the time. And we always talk about does the movie hold up? Maybe that's what we should do.
I think that's a good idea.
We should, as a show, find movies, make it an assignment to watch them, and then go through the timeline of the movie, take notes.
You don't want to commentate as you go?
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I like to commentate as we go.
You'd have to block out like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Well, no, we'll just do it. We could just do it at a bar, and set up the microphones, and people can come listen to us make fun of movies.
I think it would be better if we give our own description of what happened in the movie.
Well, you can do that. You'll have an hour-long movie. You can do that and comment on what goes on.
Okay.
I think it can be...
But sometimes movies have lulls where nothing's going on.
And that's when you start breaking down what it is that's about to happen or what did happen.
Okay.
So, and somebody says, the old classic episodes are on new flicks. The new episodes drop soon. If they have the old classic ones, Cave Dwellers. That's it. Boom. Best one. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
This.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. 815 says, Ator soars and so does my heart. The MST3K new episodes drop next Friday, so I'm going to trust him since he knows the Ator quote.
Have you guys noticed with the new mobile Twitter how annoying it is to try to click on something because now it's like the names that are tagged take up most of the space? Have you guys had that problem?
I hadn't really noticed.
What do you mean?
Like now, there's less room for your finger to touch on the actual like if someone tweets at you. Like if it's a short tweet, it's hard to hit it without touching the names that are tagged in it.
Huh.
I don't like that, and which reminds me, because I was trying to touch a tweet that had Jong's name in it. What is Clash Royale?
That's a mobile video game. I play it when I have free time.
Are you really into it?
Yeah.
What do you do in it?
It's kind of like it's kind of like chess. I can show you during the break. It's really fun. It's you play a different, you know, you have a deck of cards that you play that do different things.
This sounds like Gygax to me.
Sounds like a long story.
It's fun. There's a lot of people in the world that play it. There's a couple million people.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were into that.
Yeah.
It's a hobby, huh?
Teresa not a play hobby. It? No. She thinks I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Well, you are. But,
yeah, but you're comfortable enough now that you got a ring on it that, like, yeah. Yeah. You're just like, whatever, I'm going to let it happen.
Yeah, I'll just play when I have free time.
Okay. But never in front of her?
I do.
When she makes fun of you?
When she's watching her TV shows or something, or if she goes to the restroom, I'll, you know, whip it out. It's the matches are only like 3 minutes long, so they're pretty quick.
Oh, that's good. Well, yeah, let's play a match during the next break. I want to see what's going on with this stuff.
Okay.
A lot of the texters like the idea of us doing a movie MST3K style. Somebody says there's a crap load of YouTube personalities that do that MST inspired. Check out Nostalgia Critic. You should take a shot at it. So. I was talking about Cave Dwellers earlier. I actually went and saw the prequel to that, Ator the Fighting Eagle, in the theater when I was a kid. It was so awful. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Lamont asked, were you surprised at the uptick in ratings? Do you agree the media loves Trump from a professional point of view? I think people, it's funny, depending on your... whatever your orientation is, like the best thing that ever happened.
Gay.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant political.
Well, now I just feel like I threw something out there that didn't need to go out. Not bad. Totally straight.
I told you that in confidence.
Totally straight.
That was not supposed to get out. But Rush Limbaugh, the best thing that ever happened to him was Bill Clinton. His ratings went through the roof because he just basically, his entire show was bash Bill Clinton. A lot of these cats now that Trump's in that are liberal, like Bill Maher, this is the best thing that could ever happen to Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Is to have Donald Trump to beat on.
Stephen Colbert
yeah.
couldn't touch Jimmy Fallon. Couldn't touch him. And I think it's like 6 or 8 weeks in a row he's beat him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for some of these guys, it's ratings gold.
So if I'm one of those guys, absolutely. I mean, I think it's... anything that's going to get your numbers up and people tune in to see you rant about the guy. I mean, that's all John Oliver does anymore is Donald Trump stuff.
And it's got you away from him, though, right?
It has, but his numbers have gone up.
Yeah.
So I'm not his target audience anymore.
This past week, he did a thing on marijuana, and I think it's a pretty good watch. Even though all these states are passing marijuana laws, it's... kind of hard. The businesses are a little suffering in Colorado and in what's the other state? Well,
in Washington,
businesses are suffering because there are federal laws against it, and they're having a tough time selling and keeping staying in business. So he has a nice little thing on marijuana this week or this past week.
I've got to record it. I'll watch that tonight. I usually I'll start watching him, and then once he starts getting into stuff about Trump, I tend to leave.
Well, if you don't like the Trump part, I think it's like the first 5 minutes. You know how the last part of a show is that 18-minute long thing that
right,
he does?
Right.
That's marijuana.
Okay, so I can just fast forward to that?
Yes.
Our big story tonight? Cool. Well, I did wonder about that because you can't use the banks, right? Because
no, you can't. A lot of these small businesses, it's all cash. It's a cash business. So they have to pay their employees in cash. They have to file taxes that way. And it's getting a big pain in the butt for all these small businesses.
But I thought they raised like $40 million in tax revenue last year.
I don't know.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, if I were a political commentator, I would want the exact opposite of whatever my orientation was in the White House. That'd be good for business. Because people want to hear that. They don't want to hear the, I think he's doing fine. It's like, yeah, I think that Rick Smith's doing fine.
Yeah.
But he wants to hear that. 713-780-ESPN. Maybe I'll save this for next segment. Guess what? Good news. Good news for Packer fan. You're going to win the Super Bowl now. Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn have broken up.
Oh. I mean, it sucks for him.
Dude, he's a quarterback. He can pull whatever he wants.
Yeah. But
not a particularly good-looking quarterback. I mean,
although I'm not as like...
I'm not as blown away by her.
Yeah, she doesn't wow me as much as she does some other people.
Plus, she seems bat bleep to me, which... But
and I always say, like, what's the biggest thing she's ever done?
Newsroom.
I guess.
Yeah.
She was Psylocke.
In one movie.
Yeah. It barely had any lines.
Yeah. I mean, she used to be a correspondent on The Daily Show.
And I think she was on one of those gaming network shows. I think it was like G3. I think she was in that.
Maybe so. But I mean, like. That's it? Okay. I think, like, he's more famous than her. We got to check Twitter followers.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He has to be, right?
It's G4 TV. That's where she was.
Let's do the Twitter followers check.
Somebody says, sucks for him on a movie star scale. She's a 5'6" tops. I think she's a little better than that, but she doesn't really do it for me.
Let's see.
I factor in that crazy.
Aaron Rodgers has 3.06 million.
Oh, yeah. She has 820,000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to upgrade for sure.
I bet hers gets cut in half just because she was dating Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Nobody's going to care about her anymore.
But she was ruining his game. What Packer fan was saying.
What arena are you in?
11.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the game. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Somebody tweeted, what arena are you in?
Yeah,
you and I.
Yeah, Arena 11.
Oh, on the video game.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what that meant. That's what I was asking. I don't know what that means. You act like I'm just supposed to know, John.
I thought you were talking about something else because we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, but that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Is 11 pretty good?
Yeah, it's a top arena.
Oh, look at you.
But
so you're pretty serious.
There's a tier in that arena.
What tier are you?
It's towards the bottom because the top players, they have maxed accounts and they pay for a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you don't pay for it?
Not as much as those guys. I put pennies into it.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Okay. Learn something new about you guys every day.
About us guys?
Well, you're going to go in there and play with him.
No, he's going to come in here.
Okay, either way.
I'm tired.
Somebody says Packers go 13-3 with Rodgers as a single man.
You think he'll stay single for long?
I don't think he'll get back into a relationship. I think he'll just powder whatever he wants for a while.
That's probably a good call.
That's a smart move, right? Come out of a relationship, the last thing you want to do is get into another relationship. 713 says, John, join my clan. We're moving up in the U.S. rankings. There's a clan?
Yeah.
But it's clan with a C, so it's okay, right?
Yeah. You guys know Clash.
I've heard of Clash of the Clans. Like, I see commercials for that. Is it like the same game?
Yeah. Clash of Clans. It's the same developer.
Okay.
But this game is a lot more fun.
All right.
Interesting.
Are you going to join somebody's clan? Or are you
I'm
in a clan?
Already, I mean, I'm already in one.
Oh, you have your own clan?
Yeah.
Who's it with? A bunch of Asian dudes?
I don't know.
I bet you don't have any white guys
in there. You don't know any of them?
Well, I know two of them. Teresa's brother and Teresa's friend's fiance.
Okay. The Asians?
Those two are, yeah.
Yeah. You're in an all-Asian clan. You just don't want to admit it.
Yeah, there's no white people there.
It's called Rooster Blockers.
I don't think white people play that game, Fred.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know for sure black people don't play that game. No way.
Well, there's a bunch of people play it everywhere. It's a worldwide game. It got the mobile game of the year in 2016.
Have you met a black guy who plays?
I don't go out and ask people if they play the game.
Well, I mean, it's on your Twitter profile now. Like, if people want to
talk about it. Yeah, people want to talk about it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I want to talk about it. If there's any, what's the name of the game again?
Clash Royale.
Clash Royale. If you're a black guy and you play Clash Royale, text the show or tweet us.
Yeah, either one.
I need to know about your street cred. Questionable. All right. Got to tell you about Window World of Houston. And Window World is not only providing premium quality replacement windows, but they're doing it at a great price. And those energy-saving windows are made right here in America, and where they should be. And Window World's become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. So if you accidentally send a rock flying through with the lawnmower, no problem. They'll come out and fix it for free. It's a higher quality product, and it's got a low price starting at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills and saving some money, call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You've got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding also available. They do it all at Window World. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. So, looking at the text line, about five guys claiming to be black and playing, and several others saying no.
Okay. You buy those five guys?
I buy the ones on Twitter.
Okay.
D-Trent said no respectable black person plays those kind of games. Dominoes and pool.
I just watched the game. I watched Jong play a game, and I got to say, I don't understand what the hell is happening.
It's basically a tower defense game if you played any of those games before.
I haven't. I mean, it just seemed ridiculous. Like, you were just pushing buttons. And
yeah, I mean, if you download it, you can...
I'm not going to download it. Were you crazy? I'm too old for that game.
Tony says, my brother and I still play in a clan with a bunch of Canadians. We get owned by Asian clans. So, John, you guys probably...
We're not an Asian clan. I think we're more of an American-based clan.
Of Asians.
But those... No, I don't think so.
Asian, okay. You're an Asian-American clan.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other race in our clan, because there's like 50 members, so I don't know what the ethnicity of each person is. I just know two of them.
Brian says, don't need white people in the clan. Their footwork isn't fast enough.
Well, guess I'm out.
Well played, sir. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Hope you guys have a great weekend planned ahead. Beautiful day outside. So, we'll get you home safe if you're just getting in your car. Let's squeeze in a phone call here. Joe, you're on the Blitz, sir.
Hello.
Hey now, sports.
Sports to you guys. I just kind of a broad football question for you.
The NFL and the NCAA have different dimensions between their hash marks, where in the NFL they're aligned with the goalposts. I read an interesting article that if the NCAA were to copy that, a lot of the spread offenses that are used would go away because there's less area on the wide side of the field if you're lined up on one hash or the other, and just the spacing would kind of affect the spread offense. Now, I'm wondering, one, why that is, and two, do you think that, you know, the NFL should copy the NCAA, or should the NCAA go and copy the NFL, or is it really that big a deal in the larger picture thing? So I'm going to actually hang up now and listen.
That was a really good, well-thought-out question about a topic that I wouldn't have thought of. But
no.
Realistically, I think the NFL model works best. Occasionally, what you'll see in college, you'll see those really tough angle, short field goals get missed. But I don't think it would affect spread offenses that much. They'll just adjust. And I think that's, you know, they obviously use that, but I don't think it'd make the spread offense go away. 713-780-ESPN. But not something I'd actually ever thought about.
I hadn't thought of it either.
Well, I like that. I like when somebody calls with something that I've never thought about. I'm getting a lot more people saying they play. And they're black.
All right.
And
But I bet y'all don't tell your friends about it.
Well, yeah, they're just texting the show. They're not getting on Twitter saying, "Oh man, I'm jamming on that. That's my game." PJ says, "Dude can't challenge my street cred. He don't know me, and I'll kick his ass in dominoes and pool." Starting a little.
Was that D. Trent who challenged him?
I guess so.
Well,
see, here's 601. Shout out my clan, Texas adults, and I'm black.
Okay.
All right. It's one of those things I just don't know enough about. I'll have to ask my kids about it. See if they're in on that stuff. That's how I always keep up with what people are doing. Usually my daughter will tell me, "Oh yeah, this is the hot game." Yep, and a lot of not blacks. Hashtag not black. Best friend is black and I'm white, and he keeps telling me to download it and play and join his clan. Okay. Well, I guess our supposition was wrong, Mr. Hoffman.
I guess so.
Nick says, "I think college sports should copy everything their pro alternative does in order to get the kids more ready for the next level." I still am iffy on the overtime rule. I don't know if I like colleges better or worse than the NFL. It's one of those I go back and forth on.
I prefer the... As far as like style of play, I much prefer the NFL style of play.
See, and I prefer the college style of play in general. I think college football is much more entertaining.
Yeah, I just don't like spread offenses.
I like spread offenses. I like points. I like guys throwing the ball all over the yard. I don't like watching Brock Osweiler play quarterback and hand off and throw awful passes and have no offense. Maybe it's because that's what the Texans are.
I like concussions.
I'm for concussions. The more, the better. And, yeah. All right. Hey, guys. Got to tell you about one of my favorite places, Texas Mattress Makers. And tell you what, springs matter at the factory. They come in all sizes to accommodate all types of sleepers, like in the Amsterdam line of beds with their pocketed coils that improve airflow. This is the last month to get the Amsterdam exclusively at Texas Mattress Makers. All size sets are on sale, but get the king size. The price has dropped to $499. And the Barcelona is the most popular bed sold at Texas Mattress Makers. Top of the line with unmatched quality. The queen size is now $1,599. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers is they make the mattresses right there. They sell them directly to you. So you're eliminating the middleman. You're saving money at least 50% over what you pay at a factory. And they're constantly creating better ways for you to sleep. And Yuval and the gang out there have been doing this for years. And there's a reason they're the number one mattress store on Yelp. Thousands agree that Texas Mattress Makers delivers on quality and price. Go check them out today. Tell them I sent you. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. If anything could ever be this good,
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.